The opinions expressed by the final whistle are individual and are not necessarily re representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
It's there! Hartman! Jackpot, Kansas City! Is this the tender?
Welcome back to the Final Whistle. My name's Ryan Frelick, along with
Dante Medica.
Christopher Swab.
It's Eric Lawson.
And we're going to be starting with hockey again today. And, you know, as a you all know, Mateo and I are Penguins fans, and finally, we got a great goaltending performance from Tristan Jarry, of all people. And you know how we ended it? With an overtime loss, because our team is absolutely terrible. And Tristan Jarry played so well, outplayed Vasilevskiy the entire game. The team let him down, and it was a very ugly-looking overtime goal. But, Mateo, any thoughts on that, or?
Not really. The Penguins have been depressing this year. What can I say? Loss after loss. I just want Sully to be gone, but it's not happening. So we just got to keep going with the losing train. Like, what else could I say at this point? Oh, just keep losing.
Yeah, there's a lot of losses coming our way, but a team that is not losing too much, unfortunately, because I wish they were, Toronto's Toronto Maple Leafs, with injured boy Matthew Nyes with a clean hit the other night against.
Wow, that's one way to put it. It was a clean hit, but yeah, they've been doing their thing. They have won some pretty tough games. They beat Washington in overtime. They beat Edmonton also in overtime, and then they just shut out the Vegas Golden Knights last night. And I couldn't be happier
Yes,
right
sir.
now. I think that they've
Shout out Fraser Minton.
Yeah, shout out Frazier Minton, first NHL goal. They looked good. Wall looked great last night, and the parade's back on. Let's be real. And they're first in the Atlantic right now. Yes, with some extra games played. Let's be honest. But yeah, they're in first place, and yeah, they've done most of it without Auston Matthews. I believe since he's been out, they're 6-1. I want to say, which is pretty impressive with your best player and your captain out. But I'm happy with the team. They're all playing well. Can't really complain. Even last night, we shut out Vegas with, keep in mind, it wasn't just Auston Matthews out. Max Domi was out. Ryan Reeves is suspended. Yaron Crook's still out. Matthew Nyes was out for half the game. David Kampf was out. There was even, and Max Pacioretty. They were all out, and we still came out with a shutout, not just a win, a 3-0 shutout against a pretty solid Vegas team. They have some injuries too. Mark Stone was out for them, of course. But
yeah, always.
Yeah, true. He'll probably be out till playoffs. But no, another solid game from the Leafs, and I'm pretty happy with how the team's doing. You know, they're better than Minnesota, as Chris claimed they were the best team in the NHL last podcast.
I mean,
Matthews
yeah.
Overrated though, Dante.
Hey,
I wanted to add that in there.
Let's just make sure Matthews is not just out, but he's seen a doctor in Germany. And imagine being John Tavares though. You get your C stripped, and this guy that took it cares so little. He can't see a doctor in North America. He has to fly to Germany. Like, what are we doing?
So we're starting conspiracies now. Is that what we're doing?
But
hey,
and then
he went to Germany. He had to get some extra tests, you know. And they said
yeah,
it's not because
sure.
he doesn't
What's
trust.
In Germany though? What's
he
in
said,
Germany, bro?
They said it's not because he doesn't trust the Toronto medical team. It's because he just wanted a second piece of advice.
Oh yeah, there's no
oh,
second
yeah,
doctors in
yeah.
North America.
No, he needed the German doctors.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah. Okay.
Like you mentioned, Dante, Chris is Minnesota Wild, who he claimed were the best team. And before we started this podcast today, I watched my hero, Marc-Andre Fleury, whiff on a little knuckle puck and it go five hole, like, what is it, 30 seconds into the game against Edmonton from their own blue line?
It
Rough
doesn't
night.
matter. It doesn't matter because they ended up winning that game 5-3. Minnesota is one of the best teams in the league this year.
That
You
game
know,
was Marc-Andre Fleury's 1,000th start. Just had
it
to add
was.
that.
It really was. And it was a really awesome sight to see for Fleury. And I know he's retiring after this year. So I think Minnesota's giving them like an extra push, see if they can get one more cup out of Fleury. But Minnesota, I'm super impressed by them this year. way better than they were last year. They missed the playoffs last year. This year, they're a red hot start of 13 wins, 3 losses, and only 3 overtime losses. Now, I know Dante was talking some stuff over there about how Minnesota's not better than the Leafs, but they are. Leafs only have 12 wins and 6 losses. Like, man, come on. Be real here.
Chris Kaprizov is better than Matthews. Let's just
He's
put it in. Let's lock
Oh,
it in.
okay.
Let's
That's
lock it
absurd.
in.
That's
Let's lock
absurd.
it
Kaprizov is second in the league in points.
And you know who's
Second. And
better
he, there
than
is
him?
who?
Mateo's favorite, Trevor Zegras.
Oh, God.
Mr. What the Charlie?
You
No,
know,
thanks, Jamil Hill's
Trevor
one done.
Zegras is
Get
something
that
else.
out of here.
I think on the Ducks, McTavish is a better player
Oh,
than
yeah.
Zeke Zegras. But
Oh,
let's
for
go back
sure.
to the glorious Minnesota Wild. Kaprizov's second league in the points with 33. He's not slowing down. Filip Gustavsson is first in the league with goals against average and second behind Anthony Stolarz, has my respect, with 9.26. Stolarz has 9.27. The both teams, especially Minnesota, they just made that leap that I was hoping to see over the last few years with the same team without having to sign a massive free agent. The development's there, the drive is there, Brock Faber is there, Stanley Cup is next.
Wow, that's absurd. That
Also,
was crazy. Stanley Cup is next. It was crazy.
Dante, you
You
said to
gotta
they are
draw a
they
line
are due for
there.
one. They are due for one. They've only been in
Dante.
the league for about 20 years now, 24, I believe. It's time. It's
I
time
mean,
Minnesota makes this push.
Dante, you
they
can't
need
say
a
that.
piece at the deadline
Dante,
for
you can't
sure.
say that's crazy when you said plan the parade earlier. But also, speaking of goalies, Joseph Woll played last night. What
Yes.
time does he get put on IR this week? Because he always finishes the game and then you find out the next day that he's on IR. He never leaves early.
Yeah, well, did you see his little shutout shimmy after he got the shutout? He did a little
Yeah, that's probably
shimmy.
where he tore his ACL.
You shimmy to the medical room after, bro.
Can we all give Mitch Marner some credit as we
No.
talked about before?
I always give him credit, man. He's
Mateo
got my
actually has
Matthews,
given him
bro.
credit. I
He's
appreciate that.
really good in the regular season. I just
He's a
really
great
wish
player. Leaf fans,
I'd see
they.
more with him in the playoffs because he just kind of disappears
To be
space.
How about
Fair.
Matthews in the playoffs?
He's
Like,
been
why
better
didn't
than
even
Matthews
ever.
in the
He was
playoffs.
injured last.
Matthews was injured last
No,
night.
he was not.
Oh,
He's
he was. He had a
sick.
cold. He had a cold.
Oh,
He had a
poor
cold.
guy. I
And
feel so bad.
the Leafs still prevailed without.
I mean, like,
Well,
yeah, but
kind of prevailed.
they didn't really. They had
Kind
as many
of.
series wins as the poverty Pittsburgh Penguins franchise.
They have as many playoff series wins as the Minnesota Wild in the last 10 years.
There you go.
So, which team really is the better team, Dante?
Well, to be fair, like it's as you were saying about Kirill Kaprizov, he is a good playoff performer like last year when he got one goal and zero assists in six games. That was pretty solid for a playoff performer. I
Hey,
gotta say. He's
whoa,
gonna be great on
that's
Vegas
crazy.
next year when they
They
put Stone on LTIR.
didn't even make the
I
playoffs
meant
2 years,
2 years,
so
though.
your
My
sources
bad.
are
I
wrong,
meant
dog.
2 years. I meant two. But I will say, 3 years ago, he scored seven goals in six games in the playoffs. So what's going on here? Where's the consistency?
That's coming. That's coming. I think that's this year.
You think so?
He's been on this hot streak that I feel like he's just gonna keep ramping
Do
up.
you think
Like,
they went around this year, honestly?
yes, depends who they play though.
They
Okay,
need a
who do they
piece at the
who
deadline.
okay,
It
that's a better really
question. Who do
depends
they
who
lose
they
to?
play.
Who do they lose to?
I think if they run into Colorado or Dallas, I think they do lose to them due to the playoff experience Colorado Dallas has. I think they can squeak by the Jets because the Jets haven't really shown anything outside the first round, kind of like Minnesota here.
Yes.
Um,
Don't think you have a
yes.
better
I
chance of beating
think I
Colorado than the
agree.
Jets with goaltending right
No,
now.
I do think though those are both the teams just because of their playoff experience, they're going to be a little bit more of a hurdle to go by.
you really
Good
think
take.
Gustafsson is
Good
going to be
take.
that strong in the playoffs?
I'm hoping.
Well,
You
you think
know,
Stolarz is going to be good
at
in the
this
playoffs? Dante?
Yes, I do.
No,
at
you
this
don't.
at this early stage in the season, it's more of like hopes and dreams. I do think they do need to add some pieces at the deadline, a secondary playmaker, a secondary scorer, just to get some of the weight off of Kaprizov from doing basically almost everything. I think they just need like another winger or a center out there that will just push them over the edge, kind of like how when the Raptors traded for Kawhi, that guy to push them over the edge so they can get to where they want to be.
I think they should get Granlund at the
Yeah, well,
deadline.
Well, if
Or
we're,
a reunion with Granlund would be kind of sick.
yeah,
That's
but
what I'm saying, bro.
I hate that man.
if we're acknowledging, like you said, like the Raptors getting Kawhi, like when they won the title, so then that means whoever Minnesota plays has to lose like their three best players as well for them to
No,
win the
this
title.
isn't
Like,
basketball. One player doesn't win
okay,
you a chip.
whoa. What?
It was just an example. We're not talking about like the exam. Like, come on, Dante. Be real here.
Hey, if they play the Leafs, odds are one of them's gonna get sick, one of them's gonna flee to Germany, and their goalie's gonna break his hip. So,
No,
pretty
they're
even.
gonna
One's gonna throw his
they're
gloves on the
gonna the
bench.
Leafs will come back from 3-1 and choke in game 7. That's what happens every single year.
And then their entire team's also gonna be out because of one guy in Germany, one guy breaking his hip, like I said, Joseph Woll. And then, someone's gonna throw a fit. Nylander's probably gonna punch Marner, then they're both gonna be out for 8 months. Who knows what's gonna happen?
And then Leaf fans will say we
Why
want
is this the
Florida.
roast of the Leafs today? Where did this come from? Why we start doing well and everyone's like, yeah, let's just roast them.
Watching yesterday made my hatred for Matthew
You said
Nyes
they were
come
better
out.
than Minnesota.
They are.
I just love hating the Leafs.
Well, the
I also hate
stats say
Matthew
they're
Nyes.
not, so.
I don't know why we hate Matthew Nyes when he's like one of the
What's
more
the hype?
underrated
What's
players
the
in the
hype?
league. Hated,
Matthew, no,
bro.
Matthew
No,
Nyes is a good player.
no,
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 I
no.
respect Matthew
Dante,
Nyes because his game is so strong. But what's
yes.
the hype? What's the
What do you
hype?
mean, what's
Got
the hype?
last year he had less goals than goddamn Drew O'Connor.
Yeah, okay. Last year. What about this year? This year he would
What
rank
about this year?
second. This year he would rank second on the Boston Bruins right now for goals, one behind Pastrnak.
The
Boston.
Boston Bruins who just fired their coach because of a terrible 20-game stretch.
Yeah,
That's
okay,
who
but
you're talking
it's
about.
okay, but he's still having a solid year. He's doing well. Why can't we give him credit?
Because what has he shown you? Like, how much do you think he deserves on his next contract? And if the number starts with anything above a 2, you're wrong.
That is the
He deserves a
craziest
two by
thing
four.
I've ever
Sorry,
heard
he
in.
deserves 4 years by 2 million.
That is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my
Look at
life.
players making $2 to $3 million right now in the NHL and tell me who he's better than.
Okay, I will tell you who he's better than. I don't know
There
if we have
isn't.
time for that, but I will.
Yeah, we're about halfway done, so we should probably transition into some football, which coming into the week, three of us were supposed to be happy. But then we recorded this after Thursday night football, so only two of us are happy because Mateo hates the snow.
Oh my God. What that gave
Blaming the
us.
snow like Pittsburgh doesn't snow itself.
Bad week to
But
be a
they've only
Pittsburgh
played one
fan.
game in the snow in the past 3 years, bro. So they're not used
No, they
to it.
haven't. They
Yes,
play
they
in the snow
have.
at least two, three games every year. It's not that heavy, but there's it
No, I
snows
do
in.
not remember more than one game in the snow last
Then
year.
here,
I
get your
do
brain checked, buddy, because they play at
not
least
remember.
two to three games in the snow every season.
Didn't they play in that playoff game against Buffalo in the snow? Yeah.
What, the
The
playoff
game got
game?
postponed because of weather.
That's right, it did.
Yeah, and then yet the coldest game in NFL history didn't get
Yeah,
postponed when the
but
team from Florida went down there.
Chris, we don't talk about that game. So that game does not count.
That's why you
But
don't play
what
any
you're
games in the
saying
snow,
is,
because you don't talk about them.
because of the snow is why you lost. But
yeah, bro. Have
this
you
game is
seen
never going to
Pickens
get
last
played in
game?
the snow before.
He
Make it make
tripped trying to
sense.
make a catch, bro.
So did the Browns.
Yeah, and
You guys
so it happened to
you
both
guys
of you.
came back from 18 to 6,
And then
yeah,
choked.
right? And then choked. What happened out there?
What happened out there is our defense didn't play very good because of the snow, bro.
The
And
defense
also
played
Russell
great. They allowed
Wilson.
18 points in the first 3.5 quarters. That's not
Bro,
terrible.
we let Jerry Jeudy go off. Like, we're supposed to be. It's the Browns. It's a 2-8 Browns, man.
Okay, so
Like.
you'll admit that you let Jerry Jeudy cook you because I'm sick of this. Everything you say is, oh, this happened because of the snow. This happened because of. Why is it always because of the snow? They just lost.
Because
That's it.
Dante, it doesn't snow in
Without
Pittsburgh,
the snow, we would have
obviously.
won, bro. That's what
Doesn't
I'm
snow in
saying,
Pittsburgh,
man.
Dante. There will be no Jerry Jeudy disrespect because the last few weeks that Jameis has been quarterback, Jerry Jeudy's stats have been going up and up. I love Jameis.
Jameis played really well today for the most part. He made a
Jameis
lot
is
of
the
good
people's
plays.
quarterback.
Russ was making me nervous a few plays, but near the end he started play a bit better. That
His
touchdown,
fumble was
that
great. Myles Garrett strip sack early in the
okay,
first quarter.
that catch he did though, like that fumble he kind of did. That wasn't really his fault. That snap, you know what I'm talking about? Where he
Yeah,
caught
but
it
he
and he
didn't fumble
fumbled.
it.
Yeah.
He caught
No.
the ball and then just
Okay,
lost
but no,
yards. He actually had a fumble.
I meant he fumbled it in his hands a bit.
Oh yeah, no, he actually had a fumble earlier though.
But do we actually think Winston's a good quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah, he looked really good.
Jameis
Yeah,
is so good,
he
and
looks pretty good this
I think
year.
he's
Yeah.
decent. I
I
think
would
he's
run through a wall for that man.
Jameis Winston. I think he's a decent quarterback, but I don't think he's I don't know. I just don't think he's anything special when I watch him. Like,
the
he's
last time
decent.
he had a starting job, he led the league in touchdowns, but also in interceptions, but that's fine. Now he's LASIK, so he's good. He can
Yeah, you
see.
can see.
So now he's going to just lead in touchdowns. There you go.
Yeah, so if can we talk about excuses? Because I just want to go back to when I think it was episode 4 when I said that Washington lost, which was fair, but Brian Robinson was out, Jonathan Allen's been out, and Lattimore wasn't playing. And Mateo said, I can't make
Oh,
excuses.
here we
Excuses don't
go.
count. But when it snows, he can make every excuse in the book about the snow. I just
Y'all
want.
play time travel games? You said the
Also,
Ravens were gonna beat the Steelers, and look what happened there, buddy.
they still
We
play
won.
again. They play again.
Yeah, we'll
Yeah, no, but
see.
he's you guys said last week though. You
No,
can't
I
just say
didn't.
he'll play.
I
Yeah, I
said,
did say. Let's
no.
re
Mateo,
no
I
reload
said, you
it.
guys are splitting with the Ravens. You're going to win at home. They're going to win at home. You guys played at home last week.
Last week you no, you last week you said the Steelers were gonna lose to the Ravens. I
Check
am
the tape then.
specifically wrong.
Check the
Yeah,
tape.
but well, I'm gonna check the tape. We'll check the tape.
No, you're
I
not.
specifically there you go.
Okay,
But
well, can we talk about the Packers barely scraping it out against the Chicago Bears? Yeah,
again,
what is this
a
Mahomes
win's a
magic
win.
that transferred to you guys? It's Mahomes' devil magic.
It's not Mahomes' magic, it's Carl Brooks' magic now. I don't want to say it was luck, but
It was.
it wasn't luck. It was great special teams coordination at that point, where I know a lot of Bears fans were complaining about how he was jumping over the back of the center. No, your center just sucks. The
You're not
Bears
allowed to
just
jump over,
suck.
though.
They didn't jump over. They pancake blocked him, and then they blocked the kick. Tell your kicker to be better. Kick the ball higher. Caleb Williams looked all right. You know, I think Keyshawn Nixon needs to get off the damn field. Keyshawn Nixon just isn't a good corner. He's a great returner. I say this every week. I feel like I'd say the same thing every week. Josh Jacobs looks fantastic this year. I was upset about them releasing Aaron Jones in the offseason, but I think the physicality of Jacobs and the speed of Jacobs really is what the Packers needed out of a running back. And if they just continue to run the ball, I think Love will throw less picks. And it's Toyotathon, guys. Jordan Love Toyotathon. You never heard about that before? Last year, starting on Thanksgiving, Jordan Love went on a huge streak of 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, tied for the league in first in those.
Well, on Thanksgiving, Jalen Ramsey's going to pick him off. So
That's hilarious because it's
it's
Toyotathon.
Packers.
And last year, Jordan Love did not get his turkey leg on Thanksgiving.
And he's not getting one this year
Yes, he is. Yes, he
because
is. The
Tua's got
Dolphins
to
are
eat.
just no
We need
threat.
fat Tua back. Tua's got to eat. He needs his turkey leg.
Jair is locking up Tyreek Hill. Easy.
Okay.
And
Jair's going to tear his hamstring.
I'm not really worried about Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle's been open every play. It's just so has Jonnu Smith. So we throw to Jonnu Smith.
Yeah,
I watched the
not a
film from
problem,
this
not a
last
problem.
week.
The Packers
Jalen Waddle
defense.
was open every play.
Yeah. Who would they play?
Don't worry about it. The Raiders.
Did
But
they play the Raiders?
there's
I'm
only.
not worried about the Packers this year.
I
Sure, they
mean.
got like a little bit lucky. I expect them to win by like 14 plus. The game was a lot closer than I would say. I think Love needs to work on his accuracy a little bit. I do get worried about the picks. He's tied for first in those, but other than that, I think we look okay.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a great matchup coming up, not this week, but next week for Thanksgiving. But Tua has been basically perfect since coming back. He has looked unbelievable. We lost his first two games because we just got outplayed when it mattered by the Cardinals and Bills. We have the easiest stretch of our schedule, unlike the Steelers. Our schedule was hard, now easy. I mean, there were some easy games in the start that we should have won if we had Tua, but Tim Boyle wasn't the answer. Yeah, we looked good. I'm not too worried. We have the Patriots next week. Our two hard games are the Packers and the 49ers. Everything else is easy. We got the Jets twice and Patriots twice. I'm not worried about the 49ers. They've been terrible. I don't think they're going to be like, I think we beat them because it's in Miami. The only issue, if it was in Miami, I think we'd beat the Packers. Don't think it would be close. It's in Lambeau and it's already projected to snow, and Tua's not great in the snow. So. Do
Oh,
I think,
another
am I,
snow excuse. Here
no,
we
am I
go.
going to use that as an excuse when we lose? Absolutely not. But it is something before the game that is worrying me just because of Tua's past in the snow. He's not great in it. If we can get a run game going, which I think we'll be fine, I'm hoping Tua can prove he can play in the snow. He's played in the snow, I think, 5 or 6 times in his career now. No more excuses for him to not be good in it. But I think that's just edge on the Packers going into it, just because obviously Green Bay play in the snow a lot. But I'm skipping over next week because it's the Patriots. Tua's never lost to the Patriots. He's not going to start this week.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about the Jets. They've been a hot pile of garbage this year. They've definitely underperformed, and their whole organization's just been a mess. I don't know what's going on, but obviously Devontae Adams did not solve their problems. It's like signing an old wide receiver doesn't solve all your problems.
Especially when you need defensive help.
Exactly. Like what they fired their defensive-minded coach. They haven't had a pick since they fired Robert Saleh. What is going on
Well, they also
in New
haven't,
York?
they also didn't win with Robert Saleh, so it makes sense.
That's true, but they didn't really give him and Rodgers time to develop, in my opinion. Plus, they had Nathaniel Hackett at
But Rodgers
offensive
was worse than
coordinator.
Zach Wilson, and that's hard.
Okay, well, Rodgers has been playing decent this year, 17 touchdowns, 7 picks. Obviously, it's not what you want out of such a high-paid quarterback, such a high-value quarterback, that for the last 2 years, the Jets were like, we're gonna win the Super Bowl. No, you're
It's the
not.
Jets.
You're the
I've
Jets.
never been scared of the Jets.
It's the
But
Jets. Like
yeah.
it's been so underwhelming, and nothing you can really do about that. They fired their owner. That means Rodgers is gone after this year. They're gonna trade him, and I know exactly where he's going. He's going to the Vikings. He's got to complete his Brett
Yeah.
Favre arc. It's gonna be hilarious. And then in
Yeah.
15 years, Jordan Love's gonna do the same thing, and then it's just gonna be like that for the rest of eternity. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, we only have 1:30 left here, roughly, and I know Dante doesn't want to talk about what happened last weekend, but Dante, we got like 1:20, 1:30 for you to close it out for us.
Well, after I cut out all the swearing that's gone down today, we'll probably have more than a minute. So,
Oh yeah.
basically, yeah, we lost to the Eagles. It sucked, and it was a huge game, and we really needed to win it, and we didn't. And really, it comes down to we were leading. We were playing well all game. Like we honestly were. I thought we had that game. And then things kind of fell apart in the fourth quarter. We gave up three straight touchdowns, and that was pretty much where the game fell apart. And you're not really going to do much when Terry McLaurin has 10 yards, like 10 receiving yards, man. Like he's your wide receiver one, and he had one reception for 10 yards. I believe he had like two targets or three
He got
targets.
strapped.
He did. He got strapped. And like, yeah, our third top receiver was John Bates. Do you guys know who John Bates is? Yeah, that's what I thought. He's our backup tight end.
There you go.
It was Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, and then John Bates. Those were our top three receivers.
There you go.
What games are you winning like that? Our top receiver was Austin Eckler, who had a great game, had 89 yards, 89 receiving yards. He only had 7 rushing yards. He didn't really rush much. He only had 2 attempts. But you're just not going to win a game like that. I'm sorry, you're not. Like, it was more, honestly, I would put it more on the offense than the defense, even though the defense did fall apart in the fourth quarter. Don't get me wrong. They did 100%, but there was no response. They had the lead the whole game, and they just tried to shut down the Eagles for the rest of the game. You're not shutting down the Eagles for the rest of the game. I'm sorry, you're not. Our defense is not good enough to do that. We need more. We need more help on offense. We need to have a bigger lead than that. We do. And yeah, they didn't do it. And now next week, we have another game against the Cowboys. And if we lose to those Dallas Cowgirls in Washington, I don't think you're ever going to find me ever again. I'm just going to bury
Well,
myself in
your
my
stadium's
room.
gonna fall apart.
Oh, yeah, probably. Probably kill one of the Dallas players, to be honest.
Well, that's a great way to end it off. Thank you for listening to the final whistle. This is our final episode, so we appreciate the support and thank you.
It's there! Hardman! Jackpot! Kansas City! Is this the dagger?